News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
10,000 Irish fans are in the Czech capital. Most of them don't have a ticket for tonight's match, which is in a really small stadium. It only has 22,000. But some of the Czechs aren't even interested enough to go to the game because of various scandals that are hitting their football association. But Henry McKean is there with us now. Morning, Henry.
Good morning, Jonathan. You're right. Lots of scandals over here. And like that, I don't have a ticket. One of the thousands of fans that don't have a ticket, but there's serious crack here in Prague. It's reached fever pitch. People are extremely excited but nervous about this game. And yeah, it's checkmate on tickets. But fans are there taking in the sights and they're taking in the pints. I bumped into this friend of the show a little earlier on.
I'm Enda Brady. I'm a broadcaster, journalist. I'm from Enniscorthy, County Wexford, and a lifelong Ireland fan home and away.
Enda Brady, how does it feel to be here in Prague?
It's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. So many people, 10,000 Irish here, everyone enjoying themselves, switching off, having a laugh, and waiting for Troy Parrott.
You are a lifelong Republic of Ireland fan. You've been with them through thick and thin. How do you think the match tonight is going to go?
I think it will win 2-0. I think there's a lot of confidence in the team. I think everything we've achieved the last few matches, there's a buzz around the place, you know, that hasn't been there for a long time. The fans are on board, the country is on board, and I'm very, very excited.
And there is a buzz. I mean, there's a massive buzz. You are a broadcast journalist, normally reporting on global events as well as British politics. You know, this is right up there. This is a big, big story. And do you think it will be a happy story?
I think it'll be an amazingly positive story for Ireland. I think our country needs this. I think FIFA needs this. I think the World Cup needs this because there's so much negativity in the world right now. And what would be better than Ireland qualifying for a World Cup in America, going there, tens of thousands of Irish people who live in the United States who will go there. And I just think this is our moment. I genuinely think we will qualify.
Enda is a friend of mine. He keeps spamming me with videos of people having a great time in Prague. And of course, I'm not in Prague, but fair play to him. You spent a night on a train crossing Europe because you were too mean to pay for the flights, is it?
Well, I mean, as you know, flights were 700 to 1,000 euro. Really, really expensive. And we are the Ryanair of radio. So I did fly through Berlin to save a few bob. You know, I think you could do it for like 100 euro and then a long train journey across Germany and across Europe. And I met these characters on board and there was a serious party on board this Koibig carriage.
I'm ecstatic to be here. Best thing since 2016. We're going to win 3-0. Two from Troy Parrott and one from Harvey Vale. Yup!
You managed to make it through that five-hour train journey. How are you doing?
All right now, man. I had the gargle there with me, so sorry.
And how are you getting on?
Not too bad. Look, the train journey could have been a bit shorter, but look, we're here now. We got before that. We got before that.
Yeah.
But we're here. We make it through today.
The train was hopping. You were on that train. That train was hopping, man. Train was good, like. We were main characters on that train.
Staff wasn't too happy with us on the train, but come here, that's the Irish, that's what you get. That's what it's all about.
How did you find the train journey?
Yeah, we loved the train journey. Yeah, it was really, really good. We had a few tunes going and we had a crew around us. So, you know, we were having some light crack, suffice to say, a bit of put them under pressure and all of that, Henry, trying to, you know, manifest everything positive to support the boys and, you know, make sure we do our own bit to get us to the World Cup.
How do you think the match will go?
It's really difficult to say. You'd be inclined to think it's going to go in Ireland's favour, all of this controversy surrounding Czechia at the moment. But look, you're not counting chickens. We'll take everything that we can. It's very much 50-50. But having been in Budapest and experienced the Troy Parrott moment, it really felt like a name on the trophy moment. I really, really think we're going to the World Cup, so I think we'll do it.
And do you think we'll do it?
Absolutely, totally. Troy Parrott, two goals, Nathan Collins' assist. That's my prediction.
The train journey was really, really good. We all sat together, the whole gang, and then we met lads from Tipperary, Cork, different parts of Dublin, and we just had a great time, in fairness.
How do you think the game's going to go?
I think it'll be a tight game. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes all the way to penalties. Obviously, from a nervous disposition perspective, I don't want it to do that, but I think, you know, I would love Ireland to do it in 90 minutes, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, there's a reason why Irish Rail don't allow people to drink on the trains anymore. And I think we've just established that somewhat further, particularly with the earlier interviews there. Anyway, Henry, you got a train ticket, not a bother on you. But look, do your grovelling. Please give me a ticket because I'm in Prague. And I know you really want to do it.
Well, this is it. This is it. I mean, Ireland, they have momentum. There's that feeling in the air. I am hopeful that the sponsor on the jersey, Sky, come up with a ticket. I
hint.
Can't believe I just said
it. Hint, oh, hint. Yeah, shameless, Henry. Shameless.
I met these fans earlier on.
Ireland are going to win 2-0. Harvey Vale will get a brace.
For you, how will it go? How will tonight go?
I'm a QPR fan. I don't think Harvey Vale will get a brace. I think Harvey Vale might start. I think we'll win 1-1 on penalty, 1-1, and Keller will save a few.
What's it like touring with the Republic of Ireland? What's it like being in Prague for this, you could say, must win match?
Unbelievable. Like, to be lads with like Mo here, like proper Ireland fans, is something else. It's something else.
I believe in dentists.
Yeah,
I believe in the dentist.
We believe in the dentist, 100%. The dentist is going to get done.
And will there be root canals, or will there be
no root canals? No root canals. We'll get it done short and sweet.
There'll be no root canals in Ireland tonight.
Henry McKean, in a parallel universe, it would appear, on the streets of Prague there. We will be talking to Henry again on Clare's programme a little bit later on, where we will find out if he has indeed managed to manifest a ticket for this evening's game.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.